Welcome. Chapter 5, Hospitality, the Travel and Tourism Segment. Travel and tourism industry has emerged as one of the largest and the fastest growing economic sectors globally. The United Nations World Tourism Organization in International Tourist Arrivals says that the international tourist arrivals increased 102% in 2022 over 2021. The second UNWTO World Tourism Barometer of the year 2023 shows the sector's swift recovery has continued into 2023. India has beat most destinations like South Korea, Egypt and Australia to become the 22nd most visited country in the world. Tourism today, it's a smokeless industry. It's the largest net retailer of foreign exchange earnings. It promotes goodwill and national integrities. It protects our national heritage. It offers employment for every rupee investment. It's a solid supporter of rural economy and local arts and handicrafts. A travel agent typically arranges for reservations for air, rail, road, hotels, domestic and international, for international tours. They also provide for outbound tours, flight, cargo, foreign exchange, itineraries for travelers, customers. Basically, he's a promoter of tourism and catering, which moves hand in glove. Travelers require food, beverage, entertainment along with accommodation. Different hotels, restaurants can be included in this package. This brings in revenue and foreign exchange to the hospitality trade. So basically, what does a travel agent do? What a travel agent is a person who will make all arrangements for you. So if you go to a travel agent and you say you want to go to India, come to India if you're abroad, and you want to see heritage things, or you want to go to beaches and enjoy hill stations. So he'll plan an itinerary. He'll tell you what to visit, where you'll experience these things. As per what your budget is, he would give you the different accommodations which are required. He'll do all your bookings for air, rail, road. And he'll coordinate with the hospitality, the hotel, the drivers and everything so that your itinerary is taken care of. That's what he does. And what does that do? Brings foreign exchange, brings in trade, allows for promotions of different aspects. So that is what a travel agent does. The purpose of tourism is versatile. I mean, it's meant for holidays, health, the health tourism which happens, meant for leisure, pleasure, business pilgrims, pilgrimage, conferences, religious purposes, diplomatic and political reasons. And you have various segments. You may include students, crews, diplomats, tour groups, couples, delegates, businessmen, families. Different segments. And they have to align with hospitality for stay, food, entertainment, recreation, other facilities during the course of the stay and travel. Tourism products include air transport, rail transport, ferry transport, accommodation, catering services, meetings, tourist attraction activities. Tourism products are kind of services, and tourism consumers differentiate between tourism products provided by different providers on the basis of their own feeling and perceptions about service quality when making their purchase decision. Tourism providers may pay attention to consumers' views on tourism services and improve clients' level of satisfaction. Tourism products. What is the main attributes of a tourism product? They are all intangible, first of all. They are produced and consumed at the same time. Can be differentiated from each other. They are non-storable and mutually complementary. Ownership rights in them is non-transferable. You cannot own a tourism product. Each characteristic will influence consumer behavior. Characteristic of tourism products, intangible nature. tourists can never see, hear, or taste or touch a tourism product before they buy them. This is because what they purchase are the experiences travel gives them. You understand that? Can't see or hear or taste the food before you buy it, before you order it. Only once the order is prepared, it will come to you. Inseparably of production and consumption. Tourists consume such services and it is produced at the same time. Na? Two cannot be separated in terms of time. Service quality. The main element which you know comprises of a tourism product is the quality of the service which is provided. The standards, the different protocols, the uniqueness of the product which you generate. Since the core of a tourism product is service, and the service provided by different service staff in the same environment can never be completely the same, it is also related to tourism consumers. The perishability of the product cannot be stored in physical products and prepared for sale in the future. Room night lost today is a room night lost forever. Complementary in nature. Each trip requires purchase of tourism services such as eating, accommodation, travel, entertainment, touring provided by various tourism organizations. These services are closely linked with each other and this type of relationship is complementary. They go hand in hand. Immobility of the ownership. Fact that you can't, when services are purchased, the activities can be enjoyed or equipment can be used. You cannot acquire the experience. You acquire an experience. You do not have ownership of the product. You acquire the experience of staying in a hotel room. But you won't own the product. You are a temporary resident of the product. So the life cycle of a tourist product is from discovery to launch, stagnation to decline. So basically, the product life cycle is complex and mixture of services, goods consumed by tourists. Stage zero is development of the product. What are you going to sell? Stage one is discovery. Stage two is launch. Stage three is stagnation. And stage four is decline. Actual PLC, the product life cycle of tourism product, quite different from a typical one, as it is always affected by many internal and external factors such as aging of a tourism product, poor management or marketing activities. Main reasons are traveling to Himachal present. So this is as an example, Himachal Pradesh is being used. So what is the high season in Himachal Pradesh? It is the summer season because it's a hill station. So March to April, blooming of cherry blossoms. July to August is the summer sale season. And December, January is the winter sale season. Components of tourism. Accommodation, boarding and lodging, accessibility. How can you reach a particular destination by road, rail, air, water? Attractions, which is the forest, there's a park, there's a museum, there's entertainment parks, then there is history, there's culture, there are churches, whatever your reason for traveling. So that attraction. Amenities, what are the facilities which the place has? Recreational facilities, infrastructure, sanitation, hygiene, medical help. Do you require special documents? Like when you travel to North East, you require special documents. Activities. What are the different activities which you get in a destination? Adventure sports, cultural activities, workshops, cooking shops, pottery shops, workshops for different arts and cultures. Then there is business tourism. You have trade, you have meeting, you have conference, you have exhibition. But you may also, you come for these aspects, but you may also spend time on entertainment, on recreation at these destinations once you conduct your business. So your business is during the day, in the evening you may be spending time and money doing the rest of the activities. And there's cultural tourism, where you come with certain ideas of culture from your end, and you come to a particular destination, and you observe those ideas and sets of there of the destination's end. So basically, there's a mix of culture. So you are bringing your cultural experience to the place you travel to, and you are taking away the cultural experience of the place with you. So there is a lot of learning both ways, which goes with it, in that. Then ecotourism. Ecotourism is now becoming a common fad, common phenomena. They're traveling in natural areas. People want to enjoy the environment, protect the nature, go to places which are scenically beautiful, which are lovely, which have natural beauty to it, and protect it also. It's a force for conservation and preservation of nature. Mainly wildlife authority areas where you go into various forest areas, and most incomes which are generated from tourists are used for conservation of this area. Then you may come as a study tourism, you're coming here to study as a student for training centers, coaching centers. Then you have your religious pilgrim tourism. Maybe people going to Mecca, religious tourism. Then going to Shirdi, religious tourism, going to any of the, you can do the Kumbh Mela, etc., all religious tourism. Health tourism. So these paths which have sprung all across the world are promoting health tourism. They've sprung since the 18th century, now they're becoming even more popular. So health tourism also involves Ayurvedic spas, which have now generated in India all over. There are spas of medical treatment in China and Japan, but in India you're getting Ayurvedic spas, which is a good example where health tourism is involved. You come visiting friends and relatives. So you come here to India. You come. My aunt is a Britisher. So whenever she comes, she's visiting friends and relatives. She's not staying in hotels. Sometimes she is, sometimes she's not. But you do not usually stay in hotels, you stay with relatives. But she does do a lot of consumption. So the indirect benefit goes to various supermarkets. She does buy a lot of Indian clothes, consumes, go out for dinner, this, that. So there's a lot of services which are consumed by tourists. Sports tourism. There was the Cricket World Cup, it just happened recently. People came to watch it. Sports tourism. Come to watch sports. Come to play sports. Football World Cup. Commonwealth Games. Examples of sports tourism. Generators of travels and tourism. Individual factors. Discrepancy income. You have additional income. You have time. You have mobility. You have the desire. You have the drive. That is your individual factors which allows you to go. Then you have the industry factors, which is the attraction, the accessibility, accommodation, awareness, assistance, atmosphere. Some ways to generate tourism in developing nations. So develop staging facilities, comfort centers, where you branch off. Preparation of an inventory on lesser known attractions in all the provinces. Compilation of information on religious and cultural events. Publication of an accommodation guide. Tourist guide map. Tourist handbooks for domestic travelers and international travelers. Training of guides, training of youths to become on-site guides. Encouraging travel agents to have low-budget tours packages. That allows more people to come. Destination management. What is destination management? Destination management is creating a destination. So all aspects of a destination are managed, including marketing, local resources, accommodation, activities, events, environmental concerns, tourist attraction, transportation. A destination management company does this in collaboration with governments, community leaders, businesses, NGOs, other elements of travel and tourism. What does this entitle? Business support. They help generate, help tourism business to improve performance and make them more profitable, generate more income, support a range of business planning, human resource advice, training, accessibility, applying for grants, gain accreditation, quality marks, routes to market for small tourism business through their destination marketing model. Information services. Visitors need information. Without information, they won't visit. For both at the time of the planning stage and when they're traveling also. When they are through the holidays. Now the information comes from internet, guidebooks, travel supplements, travel agents, travel information points, brochures, mobiles, recommendations, and friends and family. Now, these destination management companies, agencies, help the visitor in making up these choices. They are directly working with commercial and non-commercial information providers. They are putting in more information so that you make the choice of a particular destination. So they're creating a destination in the mind. They are marketing this destination. They let you know what the destination is all about. They help you decide. They do PR, they do direct marketing, they do advertising, they do campaigns, the customer relationship management. All this is a part of destination management. Involved business-to-business marketing. They promote various travel agents from various countries to try and sell your destination. They talk to them about it. How will a person know about your destination? Unless you have an organized campaign everywhere. So they aim to influence third parties such as tour operators, group organizers, meeting buyers, businesses, etc., etc. They help you develop their product, your product. One is to market the second is to develop the product, your hotels, your B&Bs, bed and breakfast, your attractions, your event, shop, restaurant, they put a streamline towards it. They connect all the dots. They help your product, develop. They work in a whole range of ways. They help you get capital costs, capital aid. They help you raise standards, quality, packaging of the product and selling of the product, make it more attractive. That is what a role of a destination company is. And they create the environment for the visitor's experience. They must only create expectations as per what can be delivered. So they create that environment for the visitor's expectations. They make sure that they get involved in signages, visitors welcome, they advise on different things, car parks, lose everything, and they make a program which fits both the visitor and the tourism service provider together. They help you develop your workforce as per where you're promoting your destination. The experience, the training, the professionalism, they help you get that in that destination. They work both with employers to meet the training and skill needs and with governments to create training and skill programs for general people. They ensure programs they run meet employers' needs as well as take part in career events and training activities. The tourist destinations do not need to be spectacular. Taj Mahal may be a wonder of the world and spectacular. But there are other places which are tourist destinations. Modest cities like Wulin, Yunnan in southern China, 60,000 residents is what the population is. But it's vying for the top tourist city of China. They had 10 million, they spent 10 million yuan in promoting in their roads, water sprinkling festivals, local jewelry manufacturing, local farms and tropical scenes. What is the result of that? 8 lakh tourists foreign tour visitors each year from Thailand, India and Pakistan, Myanmar. That's where they promoted the destination. As well as 850,000 domestic tourists who from within China went there. For a town which has only a population of 60,000. That's an achievement. That's what a destination management company can do.